Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up, champion? It's Sam Crowley. Yes, it's the third show of the day. I'm fired up. My mind is going to explode today, and I would love for yours to explode right along with me in a good way. We talked about the first two shows today. One documentary that I watched over the weekend, the holiday weekend, the Christmas weekend. I seem to really get into the documentary mood. Oh, by the way, I actually paid for and rented the number one Christmas movie of all time, Die Hard. And so I watched that with my daughter, Madeline, who's 15, unedited. I didn't realize how many, do we call those bad words, naughty words that are in the show? Not really anything else, not a lot of nudity or anything like that. It's just some bad words. Yippee-ki-yay, mama! So Madeline and I had a great bonding moment, father-daughter, watching Die Hard on Christmas evening. But in between, I watched a couple of documentaries. I talked about the one, Minimalism. Check it out. Very cool. I just got back from the mall, so I recorded two shows this morning. Went to the mall with my wife and our four daughters. That was interesting when you're in this minimalism atmosphere now that I am inside of my own mind and shedding everything, like two shirts, a pair of jeans, and four pair of socks left to my life. Everything on my house is on eBay that I can get my hands on. Everybody else in the house is hiding everything like they're in a witness protection program from me because they know my compulsive, impulsive personality. So I was at the mall, and I'm like, whoa, what is up, man? Look at all this crap people are consuming. Food, Starbucks, kind of a double half-calf, soy milk latte on the other thing, Lincoln Light, blah, blah, blah. $5. $5 for a cup of coffee. Good Lord. And then just people buying. Hey, it's on sale, so I'll buy it. Hey, how about those are two left-footed shoes? Hey, they're on sale. They don't fit. They're five sizes too small, but they're on sale. I'll buy them, buy them, buy them, buy them. So now, let's talk about the second documentary that I watched that has me going in another direction, and that is Vegucated. Vegucated. Have you seen it on Netflix or wherever online? I watched it on Netflix. Vegucated is a documentary about veganism, vegetarians. And I guess the difference between a vegan and a vegetarian, those of you that are listening right now are like, oh, dude, don't blow this. Those of you that really know. I'm going to try not to blow it. All right. A vegan is plant-based, just if it comes off a tree or comes out of the ground, you eat it. That's it. No, nothing else. Vegetarians don't eat meat. They'll eat poultry, like eggs. I think they eat fish. You'll consume milk from a cow, that type of stuff. I am now on day two of my vegan diet. Now, I've gone vegan before. This isn't, you know, breaking news. But I never saw the side of it that I saw in this documentary, Vegucated. And it's kind of gory and it's a little upsetting because it goes the whole slaughterhouse route. Not in explicit detail, but enough it got me like, wow, it hit me, man. And, it hit me. It shows how these animals get slaughtered for food and then you eat it. And I it's not like I didn't know what was going on. It's just there's something different when you actually see it happening. So I'm watching, you know, what it is, the premise of the documentary, if you haven't seen it, there's a girl who went vegan, lost a bunch of weight, got really healthy, and I think she lives in New York City, and she rounded up three candidates. I think she put an ad on Craigslist. She was looking for three candidates to go vegan for 6 weeks. One was a young girl, probably 20, 22 years old. Another one was a starving actor. He was, no pun intended, he was, mid-20s. And then there was a mom, a psychiatrist, who she was probably in her 50s, if I had to guess, and she had a couple of kids. And they all never had been vegan before, so they had their Last Supper, burger, fries, all that good stuff. And then they went on the, green, plant-based diet. Let me tell you something. Anything green you're putting in your body, you're doing yourself a huge, huge benefit. All right. It's just natural, man. It helps so. That's why I'm always preaching the green smoothie. If you're on my mailing list, you got my recipe. Let me give it to you real quick. Pretty simple. Put a bag of spinach in a blender, go 75% water, go 25% almond milk, and throw some berries in there if you need a little bit of taste in there, some strawberries, blueberries, something like that. Frozen mango is always good. Mango's got a really strong berry type of taste to it. It kind of cancels out. People are like, oh, spinach, rah, you know. I'm used to it, you know. So for me, it's great. I love the spinach and almond milk. Blend it up. Throw some ice in there if you want to as well. Gives a little bit more of a kick to it. And drink it. That's it. It's really simple. Do one of those a day, and you'll be in good shape. So what these people were doing, they were eating, and it really is amazing. They're eating vegan, and it really is amazing how many good foods there are out there to eat. I mean, you can go to a Chipotle or anything like that and eat vegan. Subway, you know, there's vegan Subway. Johnny Rockets has vegan food on the menu. And I don't mean they necessarily advertise it's vegan. It's just simple. Salads, Subway, you can get a, you know, you can get the veggie sub, anything without meat. And it tastes great. I fire back a few of those in one sitting, actually, those veggie subs after a workout. And so let me tell you the part that really hit me. And it's like, damn, I didn't need to see that. But then I guess I did need to see it because it really hit me hard. And, you know, it showed, I'm going to give you an example. So if you got kind of a squirmy stomach or you don't like the descriptive words, maybe pause the show for a few minutes and come back. I want to just describe one scene that really stuck with me in the documentary about a pig. Okay, and what happens to the pig? So they round up the pigs just like they do the cows and chickens and all this other stuff. And I didn't know this, that pigs are actually pretty intelligent animals. They get a bad rap, you know, happier than a pig in slop and blah, blah, blah. But in a pig, just think of like what people call people pigs, you know. But I guess they're pretty intelligent animals, you know. And so what they do is they got this dude inside the in the slaughterhouse, and they got all these pigs in a pen, and the guy comes up with like a gun, but it doesn't have a bullet. It's like a bolt gun or a stun gun or something like that. He shoots the pig right between the eyes with it, stuns him, kind of knocks him out a little bit, and the other little pigs are kind of over in the corner shivering now. You can imagine they just saw their brother get shot with something. I don't know what it was. I don't know. You can Google it. It wasn't a bullet. It was something else. And it stuns him. He's not dead. He's just kind of shivering now, and he's laying down, and he's like really dazed and confused. And then they dump him in a big cauldron of hot, boiling water. All right? And he like gets boiled to death, and then they throw him on this spinning saucer type of thing that's flying around 100 miles an hour to get the fur, all the fur off of him, so he's completely without any fur before they skin him. And I guess I was hoping more than anything he was alive at that point. And I'm like, damn, I did not need to see that. And again, they show the cow and the chickens and all this stuff. It's just horrible. And I never went vegan for the humane part of it. It's not that I'm not a sensitive guy. I just never, like a lot of people, really saw that or gave it much attention. But I don't know if you can actually unsee something like that. Or I don't know if you can see something like that and not be emotionally impacted by it. So, and some of you might be thinking, dude, get a life. You know, carnivores have been around. I get it. Look, I'm not even here to convert anybody. I'm just telling you what I did over the weekend. I'm not here to say, hey, go vegan. Although I know this much. You can take this to the bank, okay? When I go vegan and I combine that with any kind, I mean just walking, watch out. I'm in the best shape of my life. I'm 48 years old, man. I walk down the street. People probably think I'm 35. I get it all the time. I'm the guy that goes to the carnival or go to the King's Island, and they always lose guessing my age. And I'm not bragging. I'm just saying that's because I know when my body has had enough. I know when I've had enough burgers and steaks and chicken wings and pizza, and just dial it back for 4 weeks. You can do it. The problem is, it's that first couple days sucks. Like I'm on day two and yesterday sucked. I can tell you right now, like right around 5 o'clock, my body was telling me it is time to fire back some serious food. And I didn't do it. I drank a lot of water, ate a bunch of almonds and peanuts, had some peanut butter, organic peanut butter, not that non-organic, you know, they're both pretty much vegan. And they're just nuts, you know, peanut butter. As long as the main ingredient is peanuts, the only ingredient is peanuts, you're good, peanut butter. And then I have a lot of salad. My wife makes this huge salad. I fire that back, and I'm good. And it's chug a gallon of water. And that's, you got to train your body to do that. You know, you just got to train your body that when it's asking for that nasty food, and put a padlock on that damn pantry, there is nothing good in there unless you've got like some sort of pasta in there, wheat pasta. But by and large, the stuff that's in our pantry, good God, man. I'm like, I don't even go near that thing. Chips and cereal and pasta, packets of, you know, noodles and just cookies and crackers. It's all for the kids, you know. It sucks. I would never go near it. That stuff I wouldn't go near anyway. No sugar ever. And now I'm back to putting almond milk in my coffee. Doesn't even bother me at all. So here's where I'm going with this whole thing. The minimalism documentary combined with the Veggiecated documentary. Oh, by the way, this girl, you know, she did the documentary on her own. She's not a film. She doesn't have a film background that much, I'm pretty confident of. It was pretty, you know, it was just like somebody filming the damn thing on their iPhone. And whenever I see one of these things, I was like, wow, you can do that. Like, I think of the people that listen to this podcast, like, you can go do something like that. You can shoot stuff on your iPhone and report back to people about what you found. It's really that simple. You could be a reporter. Everybody with an iPhone's a reporter. You know, go out there and share the news about what is of interest to you, because chances are, if it's of interest to you, it's of interest to many other people, probably thousands and millions of other people out there, and then go make some bank doing it. You're not going to make bank in the first. See, most people, they'll get 40 years to a job and they won't even ask a question. Won't even. No, this is what we're supposed to do. Bullshit. You're not supposed to do that. Nobody ever came to America. The pilgrims come to Plymouth Rock. Hear ye, right now. We're going to all get jobs and work for the man and get some 401k and a pension and some stock. That's such a bunch of crap, man. That once you get past the esoteric bullshit of a job where people actually think it matters, that you need teamwork to make your dream work. I'm going to go up that corporate ladder. Dun, 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 dun. Right to your death, man. You'll miss the kids' recitals. You'll be away in a hotel, sitting there firing back the Cheetos with the remote in your hand, or sitting at the bar bouncing back another bourbon while your kids are growing up without a parent. Or you'll be out running around going after the next sale. Kids, like, where's mom? Oh, she'll be home later, but the nanny's there. Where's dad? Oh, he's on another business trip, golfing, drinking. Such crap, man. None of it matters. You're doing it to impress. Who knows? I don't know why you're doing it. To impress somebody. I don't even know. I know why I was doing it, because I didn't know any better. I thought this is what we had to do until I started plugging into podcasts like the one you're listening to right now. I'm like, huh, really? Rich dad, poor dad. Huh. Think and grow rich. Hmm. Interesting. Real estate millionaire. Hmm. Carlton Sheets. $350 I paid for some dumb CDs that most people would, they all told me it was dumb. I listened to them and I'm like, oh, if you want to get a message out of something like that, you're going to get a message out of it. If you don't, then you're not going to, you know? Why? I'm the guy that buys the Ginzu knives on the infomercial. Why? Because I want them to work. Why do I buy real estate infomercial crap back in 2002? Because I wanted it to work. If I would have got one idea from those, would it change my life? Oh, by the way, I ended up with 42 rentals as a result. No money down. I don't know. It's okay. Was it perfect? Nope. Was it without problems? Nope. Complications? Nope. Easy? No. I don't want anything to be easy. I want it to be worth it. Okay? You feel me? I don't want it to be easy. I want it to be worth it. Your job sucks. Your boss couldn't give two shits about you, and I promise you that much. I know that. And you go, no, no, my boss. Your boss, they're trained to tell you that they care. That's it, all right? Once you understand that, then you'll be way ahead of the game. And even if they did really care about you, if the choice was you or their career, they're going with themselves. Now here, hear me out. If you're part of the 20% of the people who actually enjoy what you do for a living, keep doing it. You're a huge value, not only to your company, but to me and everybody else that consumes products, okay? So don't take that message as, oh, I love my job. Well, great. Keep doing it. Love it. Love it even more. Let me know where you work so I can go do business with your company, because I think it'd be great. Now, if you're part of the 80%, your boss doesn't care about you. They'll gladly throw you under the bus before themselves, and your life's going to be over in 20, 30 years, and that's it. For what? For a ribbon, a television, a crystal vase, a watch, a plaque? What the hell are you doing it for? Let's go get some experiences. Let's go make a difference. Go add some value. Create your brand. Go do your own documentary, Veggiecated, Minimalism, whatever it is that you want to do. Get the smartphone fired up. Bah! Man, I'm jacked up today. I am so jacked up. I'm feeling it, baby. By the way, you going to tweet me at Sam Crowley? You going to email me? Sam@everydaysaturday.com. Can I come to your hometown? Can I chat with a few people and just share with you the Everyday Saturday journey? All the good news that's waiting for you when you decide to take that leap? Let me know. Let me know. Hit me up. Bah. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.